This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news, per usual, to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, hit us with that bad news.
That bad news. If you're on an airplane, you're thinking, oh, I sure could use a nice cup of coffee. I would recommend against it after reading this story. Yes. A study shows that you need to avoid water on airplanes. Now, actual water is normally found in the bottles, so you don't have to worry about that. But new study found that you really shouldn't go anywhere near the water on planes. Researchers found that only 3 of the 11 major airlines in the United States have water on board their planes that's safe to drink. Alaska, Allegiant, and Hawaiian. The two airlines that are the worst, JetBlue, and of course, Spirit.
Is Allegiant shocking to anyone else?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not safe to get on the planes in general, but their
they
water.
Got some clean water.
It'll be fine. When you're stranded on an island because they ran out of gas.
One of their engines blew midair.
Yeah.
They all serve bottled water to drink, but that's not the only time, obviously, that you come in contact with water on a flight. Coffee or tea on board are the most common things that you're drinking. It also said that instead of washing your hands in the airplane bathroom, use hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I believe that.
So the water is dirty enough for that you can't even wash your hands with it when there's soap involved.
See, this makes all of our drinking of all the liquors, Dave, that much better. We have been ahead of the curve.
That's right.
For many years. The alcohol sanitizes everything.
We're doing what's best for ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to perform surgery. You pour it on an open wound. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
When you accidentally dump that third bottle of Jack Daniels all over you and the person sitting next to you, you're like, I'm just trying to help. Is it on purpose?
So, do they say the... Is there water that comes out of, because like when I usually fly Southwest, they have a big bottle that I see them, but do they fill that bottle
up
with the plane water? Or
no,
is
that'd be highly unethical, I'm sure.
How is that unethical, though? Because like restaurants do that. They come out. I've seen plenty of restaurants. They bring you like the carafe of water.
But that's different. That's like a glass craft. There's no expectation that that's bottled water.
No, they've got the little boop thing on it, you know, the thing that's kind of hard to push down. It's over in Europe, lots of places. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
But that's, again, there's no expectation that you're getting a new one of those every time they walk through.
I don't know. I'm just looking for less reasons to drink less water and more alcohol.
I don't know if you need more reasons.
I need more
reasons.
I mean,
all of the years of sorrow and needing to forget, I think, is plenty of reason.
Still could use more.
Well, some good news today as well. Ben Stiller, and this is actually really cool, him and a bunch of his celebrity friends are recognizing Veterans Day to support Homes for Our Troop and raising funds with a huge online auction. Other items on the block include one of George Clooney's watches, a signed guitar by John Bon Jovi, autographed scrubs from Grey's Anatomy.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. I hope they're signed by McDreamy.
And the space suit that Ryan Reynolds wore in the movie Life. So the auction opens Thursday, spearheaded by George Clooney, Ben Stiller, and CNN's Jake Tapper, also Winona Judd. All right. And
that's
a bunch
random.
Go Winona. Yeah, right.
Didn't even go with Ashley. You just got Winona.
Well, Winona's the more talented.
Well, and she's had quite the resurgence, too, ever since. Wasn't Stranger Things Winona Judd?
No,
that's Winona Ryder.
Ah,
Winona Judd's a country singer.
She's the redhead.
Dang it, I always get my Winona's messed up. Son of a bitch.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like, is that Winona Judd still shoplifting a lot of stuff?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is it that's so jarring about taking a step that isn't there? Like, not like a step up, but like especially like a step down. Like, you're like, oh, hey, there should be a step down here. My brain is going to adjust for this, right? Nope. Your body just loses it, and you almost want to fall on your face.
Message deleted.
There's something about your body where if there's a step that you don't expect, I mean, a step up and you tripping and eating, it's bad, but you can normally catch yourself. You feel so vulnerable when you think there's a step down and there's not one there. because your body is just like,
your body resets.
Just collapse.
You've got like an internal gyroscope, you know, like to keep all of our balance and inner ear. And so it's your body, you know, planning, you know, how it's going to adjust to that, even though we don't think about it. It's just something that we inherently know how to do.
Until it goes wrong.
And then you go, whoa.
It's like you walk around, you're having a great day, you're feeling like a badass, and you just go to sit down in a chair.
You miss
the chair, or the chair breaks,
oh,
and then
God.
All of a sudden you realize just how vulnerable you are at every second of the day to just be totally wrecked by
anything.
The smallest of things.
Yeah, I mean, the it's amazing how strong and how weak the human body is all at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Can we just get a happy medium? Can we just, like, you know, like, hey, like the stuff like you fall off a 4-story building, you should die. Right? Or people are skydiving who fall off, you know.
Yeah, but you hear stories all the time.
Like,
she tumbles off of a 30-foot cliff while she's...
A guy sneezes and hits his head on a door, and he dies. Like, can we find the happy medium where, like, our body's tolerance
is? Like, the definite death, and then you should be just fine.
Yes.
Yeah, but, like, my tolerance isn't going to be the same as your tolerance,
because
I'm, like,
be. It's stupid.
Tiny and squishy.
As if I'm not squishy?
But you're a taller squish.
That doesn't matter. That makes no difference.
Like, so, like, taller... branches might knock you out, like if you're walking underneath one day.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if we hit our head on a door, or like RIP Billy Mays, you know, you have a hard landing and you hit your head on the top, you know, we shouldn't die from stuff like that.
That's how
I would probably die from
a lot
like
of old people die, though. Just falling over.
It's falling in the shower.
Yeah,
and
it's just not falling in general.
And it's
yeah.
not even so much they've even determined it's not even so much falling in the shower, it's just that their hips and their joints give way, and so they tumble over because it's not like they slipped. It's just because their body gives out on them.
Aww.
That's why I want a walk-in tub. Mm-hmm.
And a life alert, just in case.
Nah, I'm not going to. I'm just going to let it go.
let the water hit you as you slowly
let my family find me 3 months later.
Yeah, like you drown.
With all the water, that'd be the worst water bill ever.
No,
and you'd be all pruney.
Oh, I'm not wearing the life alert into there. No, I'm saying, like, just in general. Like,
Mahoney just goes floating down the street. They're like, my God, it's Moby Dick. It's the great white whale. I've seen it at last.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Hey, dear regulators, it's not enough. AT&T will pay a $60 million fine for fleecing customers. Again, not nearly enough. The government alleged that it misled customers of unlimited data plans and then slowed them down for heavy users.
That's what I got.
The FTC said that AT&T will automatically provide partial refunds to customers who signed up for the unlimited plans before 2011, which is when the company introduced its throttling policy to slow data at a certain point. The FTC sued AT&T in 2014 for not clearly letting customers know that if they used a certain amount of data, then AT&T would slow their speed so much that web browsing was almost impossible. It said that AT&T had throttled at least 3.5 million customers.
I've been throttled.
The agency says AT&T is required to say prominently if data speeds or amounts are restricted. Today, AT&T's website says it may slow speeds of unlimited plans after a certain amount of data is used.
Yeah, it's like 20 gigs, something like that, for the month. And to put this in perspective, this is like somebody having like $5,000 in the bank and going and buying a sandwich.
Yeah.
It literally, you know, is no impact, and it's just going to, if they're able to make how many billions of dollars probably off of one of the reasons we went with AT&T many years back was because they had limited data.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, are we shocked by that one of the mega corporations here in America doesn't actually get any real penalty? You know, it sounds like a lot of money, but is it? And it's not.
How are you able to slow down your access?
Well, they know which were the, you know, where
I feel like
where
you shouldn't be able
from.
To do that. Just like, well, you shouldn't be able to, like, charge people for certain, like, areas of internet. Like, you should be able just
mean,
to
you
get
mean net neutrality.
Yes,
where that that shouldn't have gone through.
Yes.
A while back, we
yes.
don't even know all the full ramifications of that happening. You know, almost a year later, it's
People should have free and equal access to the internet.
It's a utility. It's not. It's not a service at this point. The internet is a utility that we need and should be regulated like a utility.
I mean, think about it for a second. If you didn't have the internet, would it be crippling to you personally and professionally?
Absolutely.
And I think the answer for almost all of us is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how would you get anything done?
That's why I'm saying with the $60 million like settlement from AT&T, like I just don't really understand like how you're able to even justify like being like, hey, you know what? Here's this unlimited data plan, slowing it down, and then also charging us for different speeds of internet. Like, are they like coercing? Like, it just seems too interconnected.
Yes. Yeah, the biggest scam of our lifetimes is them pricing data and selling it to us.
Yes. It's garbage.
It's total garbage.
Even your internet provider
does
that now as well.
There's caps on how much data you can use and everything else.
Remember when they used to charge, what was it, like a quarter, a text message?
Yeah.
If you went over your and then 300
you got,
a month
and
text
then you
messages?
And free text messaging after 9, so you'd wait until 9
Dude,
p.m.
It's all,
until,
telecommunications has always been a scam. It always will be a scam.
Yeah.
And we have and there's nothing we could do about it. It's just... We have to sit here and take it because we all use it.
Well, speaking of technology, Facebook says 100 software developers may have improperly accessed user data. Because
no
of course they have.
Again. Like again and again.
Same story, different variations.
When you
take a juicy
ass steak and you put it in front of a hungry dog, that dog is going to eat it. 99 out of 100 times.
Well, it's a good thing they changed their rebranding themselves, so they're not just Facebook anymore. They're Facebook. It's all capitals.
Like, stop yelling, man.
It's all
You're
capital
an internet
letters
company.
Now.
You should know that's annoying.
We need to, as a society, wean ourselves off of these social media platforms because these developers and these people who are accessing your data in a almost probably an illegal manner. You know, like,
absolutely
they can get
illegal.
All the stuff. Like, you think you've got an ex. Like, if somebody says they work for Facebook and you're thinking about dating them, do not.
Yeah, they can check your stuff real quick.
It's like John Waters said, if you go to somebody's house and they don't have any books, don't bang them. If they work for Facebook, do not bang them.
They don't have books, and they work for Facebook.
Those are the two requirements.
I got to get some books. Oh, no.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So it's a pretty simple game, the movie quote quiz. It's got 5 quotes from popular movies from over the years. And Michael's job is to figure out what at least 3 out of these 5 are. Michael, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Good. Are you a movie buff?
Huge movie buff.
What's your favorite movies?
Anything with John Candy, of course. Back to the Future, Star Wars, some of the classics.
The 80s classics, oh, yeah.
Classics, yeah. Uh-huh. For sure, all of the classics.
John Candy, yep. I mean, like, just so good.
Would you agree, if you saw it, that the recent picture of Baker Mayfield after that loss from the Browns this past Sunday at the press conference with him with his mustache and the trench coat on looked a lot like John Candy?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michael, so again, 5 movies. You got to get at least 3 out of these 5 correct. If you get one right today, you hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. Are you ready for number 1?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
I didn't just survive a wreck. I wasn't just blown up yesterday. I have been stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, and burned.
Oh, really?
And every morning I wake up without a scratch on me, not a dent in the fender. I am an immortal.
Special today is blueberry waffles.
That'll be Groundhog Day.
That's right. Yep.
One of the finest movies ever made. Annie McDowell in that movie.
Ooh wee.
Ow. 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 Chris Elliott in that movie. Ow. Whoa.
I've never seen
Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day?
No, I saw it on Netflix and I was like, dang, that looks a little old. So.
It's a lot old. Both of you get out of here right now.
It's a lot old.
No, it's really old, man.
It came out in like the mid-90s.
No.
That's not that old. It's 20 years.
And who doesn't love seeing Bill Murray jump off a cliff with a groundhog?
That's 25 years ago, man.
That's old. That's a whole me ago.
Audrey was like 2 when it came out. That's old.
Oh, you never saw a movie that was made the year you were born, Dave?
Nope.
No.
Here we go, number 2.
Star Wars, huh?
Here we go, number 2.
There are 15 people in this house, and you're the only one who has to make trouble.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I made my family disappear.
Home Alone.
You got it. Yeah. 2 for 2. Doing great, Michael.
Home Alone came out before
But it's a kid's movie.
Still Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day is not a kid's
movie.
Sure
it is.
That's a movie about sex with Andy McDowell and ice sculptures.
It's a PG movie. Harold Ramis directed it.
All right, here we go. Number 3. You can get the win right here, Michael.
For I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne and Alma Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister Anthea.
No!
Holy Christ.
It's a formula!
Edward Kimberly.
What?
That one's kind of tough.
I will be stunned if you get this one.
Kimberly.
This movie is in the Library of Congress.
One more time, please.
Okay, here we go.
For I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne and Alma Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister Anthea.
No!
Holy Christ.
It's a formula!
Edward Kimberly.
5 seconds.
No, I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah, that was Tootsie.
The classic Dustin Hoffman film.
Tootsie?
The classic Dustin Hoffman
Again,
film.
Again, it's in the Library of Congress. Yes.
Dustin Hoffman classic.
It is.
It really was.
Jackson! What are you guys even talking? What year did that come out?
Any 1986, 85?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Yeah, that one's just a little bit before me.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Here we go. On to number 4 again.
82.
All right.
That's basically the 70s. Yeah.
He was in drag to get a job on a soap opera. It was
nothing. Never even heard of Tootsie.
It's a great
movie. What a terrible female voice. Is that what he was trying to do?
It's 90% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Again, a classic.
It's a classic.
We're dealing with people who know nothing about cinema.
Been refreshed since 82 either.
Movies don't need to be refreshed.
Cinema elitist that also loves Iron Man.
Just because I love one doesn't mean I can't love the other.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Dave Farrow in a black and white world.
Dave Scorsese.
Except for Dave wouldn't dare watch a movie in black and white.
That's true.
No.
Boring.
No way.
God, you're awful.
All right, here we go. On to number 4.
Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Watch this.
What the heck are you doing?
That's what I'm talking about.
For the win?
Napoleon Dynamite?
You did it.
Oh.
That's a classic.
That's a classic.
So a movie that came out 15 years ago opposed to 20
years
ago.
Yeah, that came out when we were in high school.
No,
that was a high school. Yes,
it absolutely
did. That
came out when we were living humans that could make our own decisions about what we wanted to watch.
When I was 2, I was making those decisions. Sorry, my parents emancipated me.
I was forced to watch that one.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So every year they do this annual survey of what is the fattest state in the United States of America. And congratulations to Mississippi!
Woo!
You did it! You're fat!
Yeah. I mean, they're traditionally
they're always
in
up there.
Like notorious.
Always up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
not a lot of walking going on in Mississippi.
It's too hot.
Yeah, it's all like motorized scooter land.
But don't feel bad, Mississippi. All of the United States is fat, but the most overweight state in the nation is Mississippi, according to a new report. At the other end of the spectrum, Utah and Colorado scored the lowest on the obesity scale.
It's all the mountain climbers.
Yeah, doing stuff outside.
Hikers.
A lot of outdoorsy stuff, yeah.
Trail walkers.
By its 3 measures, prevalence of obesity and people who are overweight, related health problems, and food and fitness routines of residents, states in the South consistently ranked amongst the ones with the biggest weight problem across the U.S. A staggering 7 out of 10 Americans overweight or obese, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
It's too hot and muggy there, in their defense.
You just go outside, man.
You can't even breathe when you're running.
You look at old photos, though, like from like the 60s, 70s, and like even the 80s. And it's not like it is today, you know.
They're putting gravy on everything now.
But also, people used to work with their hands.
Yeah.
I mean, people used to be up and at them all day. Now, I mean, think of the people that you know. And sure, there's a good chunk of them that have active jobs. But for the most part,
I would be a sideshow freak in the 1800s. Seriously, I could go on tour with a circus, and I'm pretty normal.
But what would your talent be?
No, I'd be the fat guy.
Or the bearded lady.
People come to look at you?
Bearded lady, yeah.
Yeah.
Either or. Both. Combination of two, depending on the day of the week. You know?
Bearded lady guy.
bearded lady, fat guy. But like back then, like that was normal. Like now it's like I'm overweight, but I'm not like in comparison to where the spectrum has shifted to. Not
I'll take it a step further. You would be royalty if you go back far enough, because back in the day,
I was
like
royalty day
in the in
my
the
family was.
Then
a Catholic married a Protestant, and we were exiled.
No, but if you go back to like the Egyptian times, being pale and fat was considered to be a luxury because it meant that you didn't have to sweat your ass off in the sun all day working, doing slave labor like most people did then.
Yeah.
And so when you were pale and fat, it was considered a sign of prosperity. So look at how prosperous we are.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a home buddy who doesn't like to work out now or cook.
Related, even running just once a week could significantly lower your risk of death, according to a new study.
Not going
to
do it. I hate running.
You can do like a brisk walk.
I'll walk. I like walking.
Like do one of those little power walks where you're switching your hips?
Nah, I don't like throwing my hips into it.
Why? Is it too much exertion for you?
We're still talking about walking?
too much rub on it.
It's
too
all
much rub.
In the hips.
Yeah. So millennials learning about World War II is bad for mental health, according to Freddie Bentley.
This guy needs
He is a British game show host, if you don't know who that is. And, you know, World War II is just too awful to even think about or learn about.
You mean the atrocities that were committed by the Nazis against the Jews and most of Europe, you know, out of pure hatred and ignorance and burning books and all these other sorts of horrible things. We should learn about that.
It's actually necessary to learn about it so it doesn't happen again.
It's going
to
make me feel bad about things that happened. And this guy.
Yes, it's bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's
sorry,
it's
Freddie.
Horrible. We need to know about the horrible atrocities that were committed over generations, because if we don't know about them, history will repeat itself.
Also, this guy's stupid. Millennials have already learned about it. We're old.
This guy needs to just be slapped in his
it's
face.
It's not millennials. Quit saying like, millennials.
just slap him square across his face. I wish the guy next to him would have just said, "Grow a pair." Listen to what you're saying and how idiotic it is.
He's an idiot. Psh.
Yes, and be better. Here it is.
I don't think it needs to be in put in such a young way to young children, like mentally, in their mental health, to be told that this certain amount of people died for you. I think it's a lot of...
You mustn't exaggerate. I mean,
no, I don't,
you know,
I don't think I am exaggerating. I remember learning it as a child.
We
thinking,
can't
my God, it's so intense.
Children need to know that it's a dangerous world out there.
Of course they need to know.
They need to know that
think
crossing the road is sometimes dangerous.
Of course.
They need to know that if they get too fat, there are obesity issues now.
But of course. But mental health is on the rise completely. And I don't think encouraging death or telling people how many people died in a world war is going to help someone in the future.
It's not encouraging death. We're not encouraging death here. No.
It's called history. It happened. We don't want it to happen again. We need to be better. We need to evolve. And
the whole burying your head in the sand philosophy is what so many people in the information age are doing that make
out
them
of sight, out
so
of mind.
Painfully stupid.
Yes.
And we deal with those people all day, every day. The idea that you just want to ignore things that make you uncomfortable or that differ from your perspective is wrong. Everyone should be open to learning, and certainly even the awful underbelly of history needs to be talked about.
Especially.
There are still people today that deny that the Holocaust happened. Can you imagine the level of stupidity it
flat
takes?
Flat earthers.
The flat earthers. There's still people that deny all sorts of genocide happened because it's more convenient for them. They don't want to believe it. Oh, I wasn't there. I don't have to believe it.
Or it's a conspiracy by the media and so on and so forth. For me, you can watch it. Like, I watched, growing up, more History Channel with my dad about World War II than like anything else. Like, I was hooked on it. Like,
same still today.
And still, I wish the History Channel still had, you know, the documentaries about World War II and things of that nature.
Not for me.
Well, you didn't have cable.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Lassie growing up.
I mean, Lassie?
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, nah, I'm not. I did
in
like
black
how
and white.
Old,
I
how old
I,
are you?
I did like Michael Landon.
My parents were not big on technology. We had like the three channels that were over the air, and that was about it.
Weren't those shows out in like the 40s?
During the day, that's what they
You're
used to rerun.
Smoke.
They used to rerun Little House on the Prairie and the Andy Griffith Show on repeat.
Yeah, right after school got out, traditionally.
Yeah.
Leave
It
to Beaver, were you on that one too?
Not.
The Wonder Years?
That was a bit secular. No,
the Wonder Years was a current when we were there, you know?
Oh, dang. I thought that was out in
like
the 60s.
Not for her.
It was set in
that
the 60s,
on TV
but it came
land.
Out in the 80s.
That was on
it
TV
was a
land.
That was like a show now set in the 2000s.
Twilight Zone?
Yeah. No, that was never for me.
Alfred Hitchcock Presents was a solid. I loved Nick at Night, the old school Nick at Night, like where they would show like Donna Reed and My Three Sons, and like
my Nick at Night.
No, yours is like Fresh Prince.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
This is like the Monsters. Big Bang Theory.
No, it's like Rugrats.
Car 54,
worse.
Where are you? So many good stuff.
Are
shows.
You afraid of the dark?
I got
Goosebumps?
That on. I got that on. Ooh. They're bringing back Are You Afraid of the Dark? New series.
Leave it alone.
Why? It's a classic.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So maybe you've got a pet that likes to ruin things, or maybe you were just out in public and some random animal got involved in whatever it was that you were doing for the day. Krista said, during sexy time, my cat will jump up on the bed and just sit there staring right at us until we kick him out. And recently he started jumping on my lap when I'm using the bathroom. He has no boundaries.
You don't jump on while you're in the restroom. That's a little too much.
Not now, buddy.
No.
And you don't have any pants on, so assuming that your cat has its claws. Mm-hmm. You're just like, how? Ian, your cat's get involved in your sexy time?
No sexy time. It's too ugly for them. They see that and they just run away.
They turn away in disgust.
The worst I ever had, I came home after a long night of drinking and I was on the toilet. And my cat, our litter box is right next to the toilet. My cat dropped a deuce, and it smelled so bad that it made me puke as I was on the toilet. I puked into the litter box. I puked right into the litter. And I think he did it on purpose. He knew
sure
it.
He did.
You ever thought about training your cats to actually use the toilet?
No.
My cats people do that.
Yeah, but my cats are dumb.
Katie said, I had a date. I knew him just because of social media. He came to pick me up. I have a 120-pound dog that's a pit and Rottweiler mix. Went crazy. It was all I could do to get this guy out of my house before my dog tried to kill him. And my dog, Hog, had never acted like that. Later, I found out wasn't a very nice guy. Was actually a very bad dude. My dog, spot on.
Wow. Yeah, your dog knows.
Have you ever heard that the saying that if you meet a person and they don't like dogs, you don't trust that person? But if you meet a dog and it doesn't trust the person, you're like, yeah, I don't trust that person.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on the dog. I know plenty of dogs that are a-holes that have horrible, you know, judgment.
You sure it's not just you?
Yeah, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm
you
positive.
Sure?
Dogs love me.
Mm-hmm.
I bring sausages.
Mm-hmm. What? To strangers' homes? Does that go over well?
Yeah, pocket sausage.
Oh, no.
Dogs love it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Here comes Sausage Boy again. Let's pretend like we like him.
They have a summer sausage at Costco right now. It's like 4 pounds for like 11 bucks.
Also doubles as a baseball bat.
Or other things. Whatever you want to use it for. Whatever,
more of your calls and posts coming up.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We all love pets. We all love animals. But sometimes they get a little too involved in things that they have no business being involved with. Andy said, I was taking care of my brother's dog one day while driving down the road. The dog decided to just jump in the front passenger seat, which unexpectedly made me swerve out of my lane. And there was a cop right behind me. Pulled over, got a ticket.
I get irrationally mad at people who drive with dogs on their laps.
Why?
Oh.
Because it's not safe, A, for the dog, and B, for everybody around you. If your dog decides to jump out down to the ground, hits the accelerator or the brake, jumps out the window, hits the shift, whatever.
That's a crazy dog.
Well, there's plenty of people who don't control their dogs, and they just love their dogs. It's
so unsafe. I don't like
so
it with people that have dogs in the back of their pickup truck.
Oh, no. That's a no-go.
That is insane.
It's the same concept, though.
Driving down the interstate, and you're like, hey, man, like that dog, like, what if that dog jumps out, man?
Jumps out.
Yeah. I mean, I know that the dog probably won't, but still. Dang it.
Dogs are stupid. We've seen videos.
This one, I was 7 years old, and I guess our Springer Spaniel Patches wasn't getting enough exercise because she dragged me clear across the state park. I was crying and screaming, but she sure did get her run in that day.
Oh, no. How a Springer Spaniel?
Doesn't seem like it's big enough,
wait,
right?
What do you weigh, 60 pounds?
I mean, she was seven at the time, she said. So, yeah, it's pretty small.
But still.
Marcella said, I was giving my boyfriend some fun time, and my kitty will stand on her feet at the edge of the bed just staring at me, judging.
You got to lock the dogs out of the room or the cats. Like, just keep the
No, because then they'll just scratch at the door the entire time, and, like, that's really
off-putting. Nah, man, like, that's way better than just sitting there watching, like, being a creep in the corner.
Yeah, because you feel like they're judging your performance, too.
Yeah.
Like there's already one person doing that.
I know that style. I do it better.
Can you flip around? No, you cannot. Raider said, before I go to bed, I like to do some yoga and stretches. I have to keep my door shut or my cat lays down on my yoga mat and my 100-pound German Shepherd thinks it's playtime while I'm laying on the floor.
Yeah, why do dogs always want to play whenever you're... I guess it's because you're getting on their level.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a downward-facing dog. It's a dog pose.
Yeah.
I love the videos of yoga getting interrupted by animals.
Like the goat yoga or just
No, there's like, I mean, like I see it all the time. Like they'll post it on Reddit, like somebody's doing yoga and then their dog just barrels into them and it just like flips upside down and starts licking their face or jumps on their back and does all sorts of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Louise said, my sleep, my dog snores really loud and sometimes makes a child noise, like a squeaky kind. Lately, my kids have been sick, so I'm waking up thinking it's my kids in the next room asking for me at 1 a.m. when it's just my dog snoring, sleeping, and squeaking. And then it takes me such a long time to fall back asleep, but I love my dog so much, I don't mind when this
happens. You got to get him like a sleep apnea mask or something, man. He's having problems breathing.
And Chris said, I was legit on the line with my boss at the time and said, I'm in the car on the way to the office. I'm stuck in traffic. Almost had him convinced, and my dog starts barking for no reason. Way to ruin my alibi.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So you're just going about your normal day, and you think everything's going great, and then all of a sudden, an animal, maybe it's your pet, maybe it's a rando animal, decides to get involved, and it ruins things for you. Jessica said, walking into work, I'm training, and I got dive bombed repeatedly by an angry swallow. F that bird.
Birds are so gross.
Marcella said, getting ready to go to bed, and the dog rips a disrespectful fart, one that smells so bad I have to unload a half can of Febreze.
It's so bad. Why are dog farts so bad?
I mean, you got little dogs.
And they're awful. Like, I mean, like, the straight potency. But it's usually because, like, I, like, sleep with the covers, like, over my head, and I put blue underneath the covers, too.
Why would you do that?
Not, like, all the way. I basically just Dutch oven myself every night.
Have you thought about just getting, like, because you like the dark. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Just get a face mask so you can keep your head above the covers.
above water.
Yeah.
So I can breathe.
Oh, man.
I'm just drowning in fumes.
Oh, poor guy.
Andy said, my dog hates it when I'm getting it on with my girl. Nothing like listening to your girl seemingly enjoying things while the dog is whining and jealousy downstairs.
Ew.
Kind of messes you up, right?
Yeah, because you're just like, be quiet.
Is that why the dogs are always outside barking?
Chantel said, getting ready for work is near impossible. Can't use the restroom or sit down to put my sock on without my cat begging for attention. She'll even jump up onto my lap and climb onto my shoulders. My dog has a different way of ruining my life. Will come in from being outside and then will vomit on me while I'm trying to sleep. Has a horrible habit of going outside and eating cat poop that my barn cats have left in the yard.
No.
And then will throw up all over my bedding.
Oh, my God.
How many? You get like one chance at that, man. Like you do that one time. That's it. Ever again. You live outside.
They
now.
Get addicted to cat poop.
Oh.
Like once they eat it once.
Oh,
it's game
so
over,
nasty.
And they just, like, they crave it. They want it.
Ugh.
They can't. They fiend for it. They fiend for
again,
the cat feces.
Why I'm not, I don't let strange dogs lick my face, man. I know what, dogs don't use toilet paper. Plain and simple.
They lick their little booty holes.
That's right.
And then they go for your face.
Yeah.
They are.
Heidi said, a long time ago, I was fighting with my boyfriend in the car, and two cats jumped onto the hood and started doing the deed. It sounded so angry and horrible. All we could do was laugh. Stop the fight, probably saved our relationship. And then she also added, during boom boom time with my husband, my next door neighbor was outside playing with his dog that was named Mr. T. And he kept saying, yeah, get it, Mr. T. Good boy, Mr. T. Tear it up, Mr. T. Which is pretty funny considering that my husband is also called Mr. T.
He named the dog after himself?
No. The neighbor's dog was named Mr. T. And the guy was playing with his dog, but her last name starts with a T. So he's like, yeah, get it, Mr. T.
You like the sound of cats. Getting it on late at night, like cats in heat, they're just the worst. It sounds like a tornado siren or a siren from the 50s or from the 40s when you know you're looking out for bombs.
It does.
It's horrible.
It really, really, really does.
A couple of more horny pets here. In the middle of sexy time with the curtains open, this bird flew into the window with a loud thud. I can't tell if it enjoyed what it saw and wanted to join us or if it made it want to kill itself.
It wants to trace them.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, so I just got to share a couple more of these because they're just too good to ignore. Leanne said, dog was laying in the corner of the waterbed during sexy time. As a king-size bed, it was fine. But then he puked midway through. I guess he got seasick. Oh, buddy. And Sarah said, last Christmas, a group of friends and family were over opening presents. My female husky proceeded to pull out her pony toy and her moose toy, which is her boyfriend one, boyfriend two, stacked them on top of one another and started humping them both in the very middle of the living room front of everyone. Nothing says happy holidays like a three-way with her stuffed animals, I guess. You're so embarrassing.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, everyone. I don't know if it's just me, but I've heard of people having this issue also. I can't look at blood, not mine, not my brother's, not Mahoney's, no one. The sight of it gets me super queasy. I get a headache, and I've even thrown up a couple of times. If I get a cut, I'm totally out of commission for a day or two. So what do I do?
Message deleted.
Stop being so drama, first of all.
If you get a cut, or two, you're out. Come on.
Put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, suck it up. Rub some dirt on it, you ninny.
I mean, I've heard plenty of people, they see the sight of blood, they faint.
I mean, maybe if, like, somebody saw it in half, yeah. But, like, just the sight of blood, and you're going to be, ooh.
I mean.
Toughen up.
Maybe it's a, you know, maybe they can't help it. So I feel like that's like a, you know, like people who think cilantro tastes like soap.
Oh, that's a terrible gene to have. I'm so sorry if you have that
cilantro
gene.
Is amazing.
It is. So good.
So good.
So Mahoney and I call some mixed martial arts fights.
Yep.
And it does bother me when we're sitting cage side and there's a couple of fighters that are just beating the crap out of each other. From time to time, like, blood will go flying out of the cage. And I'm like, go!
That's different.
Well, you don't
that's
want
disgusting.
Somebody else's blood flying
at
towards
you.
Face, yeah. But it's also mixed with sweat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
ugh. Yeah, and then I'm like, I gotta dry clean. Blood's not going to come out of the suit.
Yeah, gotta throw it away. Just burn it when you get home.
Most of your concerns really revolve around dry cleaning things.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that?
I hate dry cleaning. It's a lot of problems there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys should all do the David Mahoney beer mile. Chug a beer, run a lap around the track, repeat four times. I think Audrey would kick all y'all's asses, and it would be great. You could bet we have some bets on it. Mahoney could do it in a Speedo. I think it would be a good time.
Message deleted.
I think Ian may win, followed by Dave, then Audrey, and then me.
I'd take it.
No, I could absolutely beat Ian in a foot race.
I would beat your ass.
No
way.
You
smoke
like two packs of cigarettes a day.
Yeah, but I still got the lung strength, man. I'm there. Anytime you guys want to, I'm down. I already got the shorts on, too.
I'm training tomorrow, just in case this ever happens.
Whoop your ass.
And I'll outdrink you, too. Guarantee
it. Okay, you can do that, but I will absolutely beat you in a
foot race.
Yeah,
that's not really an accomplishment.
But Mahoney still needs to wear a Speedo, though.
Somehow I think Ian comes in last.
No, I don't think he'll come in last.
I'll walk.
Just behind me.
I'm not running. If you see me running, call the police because something is amiss.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So here's a story maybe Mahoney can identify with. My job is a mobile technician. I drive to people's houses installing various things, auto glass mainly. So most of the time I eat is in my car. I have trail mixes. I have beef jerky. I've gotten to pick and choose which kind of beef jerky I like. I like Ortello. So they had this one brand that's called Applewood Bacon Jerky. I'm like, ooh, that sounds good. I open the bag, and it's just cold bacon. I didn't want cold bacon. I wanted jerky. I spent $6 on cold bacon. The hell?
Message deleted.
I feel your pain, my friend. I have fallen for the bacon jerky ruse myself. Because you think it's going to be, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. You think like uber crisp, super crisp bacon, that like that's the best kind of bacon. All you soggy bacon apologists, your personalities are limp just like that bacon.
I'm definitely a fan of the crisp bacon more, but there is something about the soggy piece of bacon, and maybe soggy is the wrong word, limp, that you can just take and like shove the whole thing into your mouth and your cheek, and you're like, yum, you delicious limp little treat. Am I the only one?
No, you're not the only one who feels that way.
That's just you, man.
That's just me?
That's just you. But you live your keep.
I'm
living,
trying to spread my delicious little limp treat propaganda.
You go, girl.
But I'm a big proponent of the store bought, like mass produced beef jerky is just basically dog food.
Slim Jims are dog food.
Slim Jims at least have some flavor to them, you know, and some spice. I would take a Slim Jim over like the Ortega beef jerky. And when it
Slim
comes
Jims
to,
are pretty gross, man.
They are, but I'm saying they are one step above like the store bought.
Slim Jims and bubblegum remind me of 96.
Like, how have you been in the package for that long? Years probably in this grocery
nitrates,
store.
Nitrates, man.
And you're still greasy.
Ew, nitrates.
That's so fair.
Right?
See, beef jerky, it comes down to, like, yes, it's everywhere, gas stations, and when you're on the road, whatever. But if you're in any, like, normal-sized town, there's probably somebody who does beef jerky locally.
Yeah.
Seek them out.
Yeah.
You're going to go seek out a local beef jerky maker, but you won't get a shirt dry cleaned?
Yes.
Like, what is wrong with you, man?
I have priorities straight.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the woo! This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah, artisan beef jerky is really a beautiful thing to behold.
Do you really
like JoJo's jerky here in town? Alien jerky? Phenomenal.
Alien jerky is good.
Yeah. JoJo's. Try JoJo's.
Okay, I'm writing this down. JoJo's.
I know a thing about too about jerky. Down. I could just throw a shirt in the washer, Dave. Or go buy a new suit.
Don't buy a new suit. God, you rich son of a...
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Chaos Nightclub is officially closed over at the Palms very abruptly. A lot of people on social media saying that they didn't even know, even though they're employees of Chaos, until the news reports started coming out about it. I read the letter that was sent to the employees. One of the news reporters here in town posted it on social media last night. But, man, what an epic collapse. So you have, you know, this nightclub that's arguably the coolest nightclub in the city, you know, and they bring in all these super high profile acts. You've got a residency with Marshmello and Cardi B, and they definitely overpaid for Marshmello. Was it $60 million?
Something like that. And Cardi B was, you know, I mean, Cardi B was a lot too.
And there's a lot of people that complained about Cardi B because she would regularly show up super late.
You know, 4 a.m. Like,
go on stage at 3 and then the club would close at 4. And yeah, there's a bunch of complaints about bad service, and who knows if that's the case. The station casinos were doing their earnings call yesterday, and they had to say, look, we're down this quarter by about $30 million, and it's because it's been just a mess over here at Chaos, and so they just shut the whole thing down.
That's
wild. Insane.
So Chaos is totally closed.
They pumped, you know, I mean, it was part of the, what is it, almost
$700 million renovation.
Yeah,
what are you going to do with the dome?
So they said that they're going to keep, obviously, that space and use it during the summer for regular pool stuff, and then they're also going to use it for conventions and events and things like that. But as far as it being like an operating nightclub, they said it's done. And part of the reason for that, and Frank Fertitta even said this on the earnings call, that the people that would go to the club would not go to the casino and gamble, which is kind of the whole point.
Your bread and butter is the gambling.
It's the casino floor. And so anything that you put into, whether it's a concert venue or whatever it may be, it's to get people into the room that they then can translate into people playing on the casino floor. And he said that wasn't the case. And they say they also believe that it's also possible that there's a lot of people that would not go to the Palms just to gamble and hang out and eat dinner and everything else because they didn't want to deal with all the mess of the enormous crowds that would show up for the nightclub.
I feel like, I don't know, because there are a lot of nightclubs that people just go to the clubs for. Like,
no,
was
yeah.
the Board of the Palms really hurting that bad on their casino floor to make this happen? Like, it just seems a little, I don't know.
No, but the whole thing is that you want both to work together. And his whole stance is that.
Like, a night that Cardi B was playing, there's zero chance I'm going to the Palms.
Yeah.
Even for dinner.
And you are a degenerate gambler who is exactly the sort of consumer that they want. Well, you will dump thousands of dollars into the Willy Wonka machine.
Willy Wonka, James Bond is a fan. Last time we were
we were
all over that James Bond machine. But
you're telling me if you were like, you know what? Somebody wants to go to Scotch 80. Cardi B is not going to go on until 4 a.m. anyways.
Nah.
You're not going to Scotch 80?
There was a couple of times where
they're on the opposite side, aren't
still.
They?
Still.
No, they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
So the entrance to, to Chaos is right by where Scotch 80 is.
Okay.
But, Yeah, I mean, like, I'm with you. Like, there's a couple of times where I was, like, leaving after a dinner and some gambling over there and was just trying to get my car out of LA. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's just thousands of people all over the place. It's just a mess.
They've done a really good job of putting in all the new restaurants, that sort of thing.
Green Street's fun.
Like, Scotch 80 is probably Dave and I's new favorite restaurant in town. I would say, as far as steakhouses are concerned.
And Chicachina up there on the top.
I love the Palm.
But yeah,
this
Palm's
is
great.
Just a very interesting thing to be happening.
I don't care about this.
And to their employees,
this doesn't
though.
Affect me at all.
But they're to their employees. No, that's an interesting way to go about it.
We're not in a
letting
time
your
like
people know that they need to get another job.
But we're not living in a time like it was 10 years ago where, you know, there were 500 people showing up for two bartending jobs. You know, the ability to go find a job in Las Vegas right now, the economy is booming. Lots of places are hiring, you know, and yes, it sucks, but it's cost of doing business.
Yeah, but don't you think that they were making so much money being bartenders there as one of the hottest spots for people to go?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure that they were doing pretty well. But, I mean, personally, same thing with you, Mahoney. Like, I'm not a club guy, so yeah. I don't care. All the clubs in the city could close down, and I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
It just
makes me feel bad, not necessarily just for the people who were working there.
Oh, for sure. It sucks. And I do hope that they can all land on their feet. But, like you said, it's a pretty good time for that.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, speaking of casinos, how about this? The Cosmopolitan has filed a lawsuit. Evander Kane, who is arguably the nemesis of the Vegas Golden Knights.
He ain't a nemesis. He's a bitch.
he likes to consider himself a nemesis, but he always gets his ass kicked every time he fights Ryan Reeves.
Yeah, Reeves owns that ass.
And the Sharks are awful this season. But they have filed suit against him because he failed to pay back $500,000 in gambling markers.
Oh, I love this.
That the casino extended to him in April. So this donk comes into town, gets his ass kicked on the ice, then gets his ass kicked in the casino and hasn't paid it back, so now they're suing him.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get that money.
He's got the money. He signed a 7-year deal with the Sharks worth $49 million, but the fact that he is $500,000 in the hole that we at least know about right now to just one of the casinos here.
Thanks
in town.
For coming to our city.
Thanks for swinging by, Vayner Kane. Last night, speaking of the Golden Knights, they played and they won again.
That's right.
2-1. 4-game road trip. Columbus Blue Jackets. Tuesday night, Nationwide Arena, went into Columbus and beat the Blue Jackets. 2-1 was the margin of victory, so it was a close one, but they got the job done. Also getting a victory last night, the UNLV Running Rebels. So they opened the new era under the new coach, and they beat the formidable opponents of the Purdue Fort Wayne Mastodons.
Yeah, that's not the Boilermakers.
Nope. Yeah.
We were confused. We're like, wait, there's two Purdues? What's going on here?
Apparently, and they're the same colors.
Apparently
too.
There's a bunch Black of Purdue gold. Like offshoots that are a bunch of crappy teams, and they whooped that ass last night.
86-71. Don't love this. The Clark County officials want to increase parking fees at McCarran International Airport for the first time since 2013 to raise an extra $4.7 million annually to help pay for improvements to parking and ground transportation service. What is it, annually?
You said annually.
Annually?
That's what it feels like when you're raising
some
prices.
Anal renovations.
You start raising parking fees, and it feels like you're raising something annually.
Get some bleach.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. AM on X107.5.
Point is, like, can we be cool on the whole parking fees?
Do we know how much they were talking about raising it? Like, is it like $1 a day or?
Yeah, I mean, so 16 to 18 bucks for the long-term parking garage, 10 to 12 for the economy lot, $23 to $30 a day for valet, so that's actually a pretty big increase
for
valet.
You're going to be broke.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
You valet?
No, not at the airport. Kidding me?
Yeah, right.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
So every day there's thousands, millions of people, billions of people out there looking for love, and not everyone has the good fortune of finding it, and that's why we are trying to step in and do our little part to help people make that important connection that could mean a lifetime of fulfillment and happiness.
And they closed down the personal section on Craigslist, but we have decided to take it a step further and help amplify these posts that are still on Craigslist but not seen nearly enough.
These have been moved to the community section, but don't worry, they're still creepy. This one, we had a long talk about a taboo topic. Several years ago, we had a month and a half long conversation about something going on in your life. You are 19 and absolutely gorgeous from the various pics you sent. I'm looking to touch base and see how things are working out for you several years later. I'm from another state and not looking for anything more than an update.
Because 19-year-olds want to talk to creepy-ass old men about taboo subjects.
Hey, bruh, you're talking to another dude.
Another creepy-ass old dude.
Yep. Sorry, but you were. No way a 19-year-old who's really good-looking that's sending you pics from another state.
You got catfished.
Mm-hmm.
You got played, playa.
This one takes a little twist here at the end. Cato, I'll be your Green Hornet. You want to fill us in on what that means, Mahoney?
Well, the Green Hornet was a superhero, but like it really hasn't been popular since, what, the 60s, 70s?
Who's Cato?
What is Cato?
Cato's Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was his like manservant slash bodyguard slash partner.
Ah,
so
okay.
He's once a manservant?
You wore a Cato costume and looked so sexy. I asked where the Green Hornet was, and you said that he abandoned you. I never would. If you know who this is, stop by my desk or shoot me an email and let me know. In office love.
HR.
Did you not know that the McDonald's CEO just got fired for this?
Dipping that French fry.
That's
in the
just
company
so
kitchen.
Creepy too. Like
dipping the McNuggets in that sweet and sour sauce.
Ow!
Ooh.
Dipping that patty in that special sauce on the Big Mac.
It's just Thousand Island.
Yeah, it's just
really,
Thousand
it's
Island.
Really,
is that really
it's not really that secret.
It's Thousand Island. It's Thousand Island dressing.
This one's entitled "Tried to Steal My Vodka at Checkout." Christina, I believe, didn't want to be obvious or awkward. You're not only the type of person that I like to think of, but of course, I'm the sort of person that I thought of something witty to say after the fact when you joked that you were going to steal my vodka. You were working. Thank you for wishing me to enjoy it. I honestly wish you would come over and enjoy it with me after your shift. I'd like to share it with you. So there's this person who's working at a grocery store or whatever, a liquor store. You buy vodka and she's like, oh, I'm going to take this. And you immediately go, God, I want you in my life.
I need you.
Relax.
Let me post it on Craigslist and not just like ask you out in person.
Also, he said he came up with something clever to say after the fact, but there was nothing clever
nothing
in that.
Nothing clever in here at all.
Just other, I want to drink with you.
Hey, Trisha. Is the title of this one. Hey, Trisha! This is Roy. I lost your number. It's okay to text me Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. I've missed you and hope you had a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. In those hours?
You mean when you're supposed to be at work, you creep?
Just get a divorce.
This one is entitled Missing Beautiful Brooke. Remember you sent me a picture of your pinky finger?
What?
You always wore your yoga pants and leggings for me. You were a nurse at the time we met. We met on Craigslist some years back. Message me my name if you see this. I hope you see this. Beautiful Brooke.
That wasn't my pinky. And my name's not Brooke.
It's Brad.
Yeah.
This one. Video store. I met you in the back bench last Friday. It was nice and easy. Want to do it again? Maybe Tuesday evening or Wednesday afternoon. Want to experience more? Your place or the video store?
Ian, was that a Albany or is that a Las Vegas?
That is an Albany adult video store.
How many adult, like, what is going on in these video stores and how do they remain open?
That's my question. I don't know.
Who's
they must
got
have some sort of
subscription
walking
through
service.
The beaded door?
Do any of you use a DVR or not a DVR, a DVD player anymore?
No.
No, we have the Xbox that plays.
So kind of, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You use a DVD player
I
still?
Do, yeah. Yes, I have a hefty DVD collection.
You got porno DVD?
I have a couple, yeah.
We have one, too.
You have just one?
Just one. It came in one of those fun, like, little, like...
Do you remember the title?
...of stuff.
Have you ever been helping...
Like was it a wedding gift?
No.
No, it's just a porn.
It's like
gift.
A Christmas. It's just like a Christmas, like a fun, like sex
white,
shop gift. You know what I'm talking about? Like the
white
ones
elephants,
you,
yeah.
And, like, and nothing is in there. It's just like weird candy and like stuff you would never like ever use, like Pop Rocks and like this porno DVD.
That sounds like a pretty good
lingerie
Friday
that
night,
doesn't fit.
There's
Chinese finger traps.
Oh boy. No, honey, you're supposed to put your finger in there. Oh god, it's stuck now.
Don't ask about those Pop Rocks.
Glitz. Glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Ron Perlman is back on the market after 38 years of being married to a woman who has the most perfect name for her profession of all time.
What's her name?
First off, she works as a jeweler.
Okay.
And her name is Opal Stone Perlman.
I mean, you got all the bases covered right there.
That's got to be why she married Ron, right?
It's got to be.
And if you don't know who Ron Perlman is, he was the original Hellboy.
He was in Sons of Anarchy.
He just looks like a badass all the time.
Yeah. And he has the most recognizable face of any face ever. Like, he is, every time I was watching Sons of Anarchy, I just thought he looked like Hellboy the entire time.
Yeah, they should not have, like, I love the guy from Stranger Things, David, not Foster, but
Attenborough.
No, it's not David Attenborough.
David Schwimmer.
The guy who plays...
David Duchovny?
No, man.
David Duquette?
David Hasselhoff.
David Lee Roth. David Harbour.
David Harbour, who played the cop on Stranger Things, should never have been replaced by Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman should have continued on with the Hellboy series.
Yeah.
God, you guys suck.
So anyway, he's getting divorced after... That turned out to be a lot more fun than I expected.
That's a long time. I mean, he's
38 years, yeah.
He'd been married since he was 30. Yeah, yeah. 31 years old. He's 69 years old.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
So Sharon Stone is suing the rapper Chanel West Coast over...
A rapper.
Sharon Stone.
That's pretty hilarious to call her a rapper.
Ian, are you familiar?
What is Chanel West Coast? Well, what does she do?
She was on the MTV show Ridiculous. She was the blonde kind of just laugh track in the back. And now she is starting a rap career.
No, she's been had a rap career, and it's terrible.
Well, Sharon Stone,
and Fantasy Factory, isn't that what it was called?
The actress is suing her for using her name more than a dozen times in the song called Sharon Stone. Would you like to hear a clip?
Oh, of course. How could we not?
It's a banger.
Sharon Stone. This is the whole song, by the way.
This is like my actual living nightmare. It's what haunts me in my dreams.
Like if you were ever to get tortured by ISIS and they put
don't
this on loop, I'll tell you everything. Just make it stop.
I was initially against this because I mean, like, come on, man, what are you doing, Sharon Stone? I mean. Who cares if somebody's referencing your name in a hip hop song? But I would sue her for emotional distress just because that is so horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How annoying is the quote though from Sharon Stone? Extraordinarily level of popularity and fame. She's trying to use me for how popular I am.
Okay. Is Sharon Stone still popular?
No.
I don't think so.
Sharon Stone. When was the last time? When was the last time she was made a halfway decent movie?
When she showed her
Basic Instincts. Yeah, The Quick and the Dead.
Yeah,
she did what?
You don't remember that? Oh, I mean that's probably before your time. But.
Oh, now you're gonna.
I don't see any movies before the '90s.
You need to see that one.
That was
Do I? Do I really want to see Sharon Stone?
It's just a Basic Instinct
thing?
Is a really good movie, but that's
never even heard of the scene from that. Like it's pretty famous.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
She's
right
sitting
now.
There. She's smoking a cigarette in a white dress.
Yeah, Mahoney acted out.
She uncrosses her legs. Basic Instinct is what it's called. Go ahead, Mahoney.
Yeah, go ahead, Mahoney.
All of a sudden, the lay comes down, and whoop,
whoa!
And then you see it on film.
But I mean, it's not really. You can't. I mean, it's pretty.
I mean, the times were different.
Let's just say, if I were to describe it, it's very possible you'd get 10 Commandments out of it. It's a large.
Hello.
Large bush.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm seeing she was also in Casino. Was she Robin or whatever her name was?
Yeah, she was the woman. Oh, yeah. She was the woman in Casino. Ah, so Casino's probably the last.
That's a good movie.
So Angelina Jolie is mad because she said that Brad Pitt is stopping her from moving out of the country with her kids. Hey, Angelina. That's how it works.
You can't just
both
take the
y'all's
kids,
you can't just move out of the country. That's not how it works for just some people. That's how it works for everyone.
Yeah.
And you've already
exposed those kids to so much. Like, you've just deprived them of a childhood. It's just unthinkable. Like, oh, I'm going to take my children to a war-torn country where their lives are in danger. Cool. Like, a 7-year-old should have to experience that, man. I feel bad for these kids. I really do. Yeah, I feel bad for Brad Pitt because she is,
you know,
she is a nut job.
They were only married for 2 years.
Yeah,
no
but they
way.
Were, but they were together
for a long time. Yeah.
They were in an adulterous relationship for a very long time.
Oh, that was scandalous.
Ugh, I still feel bad for Jen.
Do you know who's not in an adulterous relationship? Emma Watson is not. And that's because
Hermione.
From Harry Potter?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. She is not single.
Okay.
She calls it self-partnered.
Oh, my God.
I never believed the whole I'm happy single spiel. Mm. I was like, this is spiel.
Yeah.
It took me a long time, but I'm very happy. I call it being self-partnered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but didn't you just hear that and just kind of go, oh, Emma.
No.
No.
Also,
I love
do you hear that fawning interviewer? Yeah.
I never believed the whole I'm happy single spiel. Mm. I was like, this is spiel. Yeah. It took me a long time, but this, I'm very happy. I call it being self-partnered.
I just love her. I love her.
This is some like Chris Martin, Gwyneth Paltrow level absurd uncoupling BS. Yeah. I'm self-partnered. You know she's almost 30?
Yeah, we are getting older.
She's
getting older.
She's 29.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, maybe she's like 19. I was thinking.
No, she's not 19. 19.
No, I don't know. 2019, I mean, that's all I knew her. Like, you're a
these movies that were 20 years ago.
Whatever. I mean,
we are getting older.
God, you're annoying. Play that chair.
This is the
Dave
and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Oh, you don't have to tell me twice.
Sharon Stone.
Yeah, it's awful.
That was really bad.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
It is time for the most dramatic moments of the week. Danielle is joining us here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for Alternative Theater. Danielle, let me ask you a serious question, albeit a bit personal. Have you ever had a thespian experience before?
Hi, guys. I absolutely have. In college, I dabbled a bit.
Excellent. Well, we are thrilled that you're able to join us as an experienced woman in the thespian arts.
It's the best way to spend the week. You know what I mean?
It is. So here's how this works. These are all popular alternative songs that you've heard many times over the years. Mahoney and I are going to be acting them out to the best of our abilities. Your job is to figure out what they are. If you get two out of the three correct, we're going to set you up with the prize. Now, in order to get a full point, you must get the artist and the song. If you get the artist or the song, you get a half point. We do have a bonus song, should it be necessary, but I have a hunch that perhaps you won't need it because you have done this before.
She's a woman who knows her way around the stage, Dave.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
And I must ask you, Danielle, please do not interrupt the talent while we are performing.
And just to be clear, Mahoney considers himself to be the talent.
So. I was voted most dramatic in my high school days. Senior superlative.
I wouldn't dream of interrupting the talent.
Class of 2000.
Even though technically you just kind of interrupted them in there when he was telling you not to interrupt the talent. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine.
I apologize. I apologize. I'm so sorry.
All right, here we go. Back and forth we go. Are you ready, Mahoney?
Hold on a second. Oh, okay. Chest pain.
Okay. A little heartburn?
Heart no.
You good?
A little action in the sternum right there.
Hello. All right. Scene one.
Okay.
Act one. Call you up in the middle of the night.
Like a firefly without a light.
You were there like a slow torch burning.
I was the key that could use a little turning.
So tired that I couldn't even sleep.
So many secrets that I couldn't keep.
Promised myself I wouldn't weep.
One more promise I couldn't keep.
It seems no one can help me now.
I'm in. Too deep.
And see.
Oh, okay. I'm a little more rusty than I thought.
It's a tough one.
I don't know it.
No guess at all?
No, nothing.
No. That was a tough one. That was Soul Asylum and Runaway Train.
Runaway Train, never looking back.
Yeah, you got it.
I like
girl.
It better when Soul Asylum
Damn.
Does it.
Yeah. Damn.
It's okay. It's okay. On to number two here. Also expect this to be a rather dramatic song. Yes.
Okay.
The other way one.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, where can my baby be?
The Lord took her away from me.
She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good.
So I can see my baby when I leave this world.
We were out on a date in my daddy's car.
We hadn't driven very far.
There on the road, up straight ahead,
a car was stalled. The engine was dead.
I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right.
I never forgot the sound that night.
And sing.
Oh, I'm totally tanking. I don't know it.
So it's a cover song that was made very famous. It was the most played song ever from this band. That is a very popular staple alternative band from Seattle called Pearl Jam.
Okay, I'm going to go with Pearl Jam.
Yep. Half point there.
Half
good.
Half point. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, where can my baby be?
Oh, Lord, she is taken away from me. That's all right.
So is it, oh, where can my baby be?
Nah, we're going to be a half point. Half point. That was his last kiss from Pearl Jam.
Oh, where can my baby be?
See, that helps.
Does it sound more familiar now?
Should have shoved marbles in our mouth. That's what it was.
All right. So you get a half point. So, Danielle, you are alive here with a half point, okay?
Okay.
Again, these are all, this is a 90s artist that we are doing right here. Scene three.
Here is the money that I owe you. Yes, so you can pay the bills.
I will give you more when I get paid again.
I hate those people who love to tell you that money is the root of all that kills.
They have never been poor! They have never had the joy of a welfare Christmas.
Of a welfare Christmas.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth! God! What are you doing? We were done!
I'm sorry.
Oh my God! Audrey just got smacked right in my head.
Oh my God!
Hold on! I've got to give you the play-by-play of what happened.
Wow!
So Danielle interrupted Mahoney. He melted down. He crumpled up his paper. He threw it at the microphone. It hit the tip of the microphone and bounced off and hit Audrey right in the forehead.
That was like a Nolan Ryan fastball.
Oh, damn it! I'm so
sorry. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Workers comp. I'm off for the rest of the day.
Oh, no.
She knew the song.
So I just got so excited that I knew the answer.
So what is the answer?
Okay, it's Everclear, and then it's, enjoy it well for Christmas. Father of Mine?
Close, but no. It's I Will Buy You a New Life from Everclear. That means that you have another half point. That gives you one full point. You need two. Like I said, we do have a bonus song
Mahoney,
here.
Mahoney, relax.
I can't believe
you
threw
my mouth shut. I'm going to keep my mouth shut, Mahoney. I'm so sorry.
Shh. Silence!
All right. If you get a full point here, you win today,
I don't even know if I can continue.
You can.
Please continue. I'm sorry.
Shh. Okay, here we go. Bonus scene. Fumbling his confidence and wondering why the world has passed him by.
Hoping that he's bent for more than arguments and failed attempts to fly.
We were meant to live for so much more. Have we lost ourselves?
Somewhere we live inside. Somewhere we live inside.
We were meant to live for so much more. Have we lost ourselves?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I know the song. Oh my God, the artist is. I can't. If only I had a phone a friend or a hint or something.
We were meant to live for so much more. We were.
I'm guessing the night is meant to live.
Ding, ding, ding. We got a half point.
Okay.
Okay.
They were like a crossover artist,
switch
right?
Switch it up. Yeah. Let's get the artist.
Yeah, to switch it up. They were switching lanes.
Yeah, kind of like a little hop
from,
there.
From Christian from rock.
One foot to the other, if you will. Just switching.
Popping, switching feet. Switching.
Is that a very long haired lead singer who likes to keep his shirt off all the time?
No, switching things up.
All right.
Okay, switch.
Switch. I'm done with this.
Switch.
It's Switchfoot. What is wrong with you? Just say the word Switchfoot.
Switchfoot.
Yes, you win. Danielle, worst patron of the arts we've ever had on the show ever, Danielle.
The problem is she came in all cocky because she'd done this before and she thought, she's going to blow
this is going to be the same. It's different.
It's different.
It's different.
I guess calling you cocky was the wrong thing to say, but you know what I meant. You win.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Somebody on the text line said, Audrey, if you're hurt, call Knock for you. The word is 702.
Hey, Mahoney, do you want to know a little secret?
What's that?
We told her to interrupt you so you'd melt down.
Audrey's blood's on your hands?
No. Technically, it was Audrey's idea, so her own blood is on her hands.
That's what you get. I can't believe
I was in the crossfires for that. That was way more dramatic than I could have ever imagined.
That was such karma. That was instant karma.
It really was.
Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
It is worth mentioning right now that Audrey is triggered, so if you get some not-so-great responses here on the voicemail...
I'm triggered. It is a
That's foul.
Valid feeling to be annoyed if you go to your coffee and there's no coffee made because the last person did not refill the pot. So I had to make the coffee for everyone else and go back and get the coffee here, I guess, in a minute.
I bet when you go back, it's already going to be all gone again.
God.
That's wrong. That's bad workplace etiquette, man. It's bad workplace etiquette.
Maybe worse than the phantom pooper.
They're right there next to each other. I bet one causes the other, too.
Ian, will you do me a favor and go dump out all the coffee before
I'm
That's
exactly what I'm going to do. Yep.
I need to... So angry. I love it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. How do you all feel about porta potties? I won't step foot in one. I've been to festivals, carnivals, everything that has porta potties, but I just can't do it. They're too gross.
Message deleted.
Porta potties are very necessary for things like festivals and carnivals and everything else. It just surprises me how every porta potty that I go in, every one of them, someone has violently taken the world's largest dump where it actually comes above the waterline. Even if, because a lot of times working in the business that we work in, you will get early access to the festival grounds because we're working and we have stuff to do. Even before the gates open, somebody has taken a monster dump that is above the waterline. I'm like, how is that possible? The gates aren't even open yet, man. Gates are open.
There's always that smell. You know, like whenever they fumigate the porta potties, it's the before madness has struck in the porta potties. They have that smell that's really similar to that pink sawdust stuff.
Like a porta potty in the summer. After a long day.
Of drinking even.
Nothing worse. But if you wonder why the country is in the state that it is, just think about the porta potties. You're there with, 15,000, 20,000 people who are at this event, and none of them know how to use the bathroom correctly. They don't have the decency.
Right. Is there
That's why we live in a world we live in today. There's no coming back.
Is there a worse job than being a porta potty cleaner?
Porta potties?
Trucks. They have trucks that come by and they suck it out of it.
Okay, but what about the inside? Yeah. Who cleans the inside?
I don't think anybody cleans the inside of a porta
potty. Vice actually just put out a video the other day. They actually do clean the insides very thoroughly with just a hose and some dish towels.
But towels?
That's really about it.
Ugh.
Yep. You just got to pray that they did a good job. They usually don't.
Ugh.
How often are they getting cleaned out?
I get after a day, especially on construction sites. So after that work day, they'll clean them and then bring out new ones. But still.
Have you ever had to take a huge poop in a porta potty?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I have.
No.
Yes, I have.
Never.
Really?
No. I think for whatever reason, even if I eat something greasy, I think my stomach and my body all works together in conjunction to fight that feeling. So I don't have to go in there for that.
So what's wild is
poop anxiety.
No, but porta potties not my.
I do. I don't like pooping in public at all.
Really?
I don't know if I ever have. Maybe once, but I don't. I can. I have no recall of ever number two in a porta potty.
I got no problem.
Somebody
coming to your house pooping.
No,
going to Starbucks.
Houses. All those are fun.
Audrey, can you at least close the door?
Nope.
Everyone at Starbucks can see you.
I want to talk to you the entire time. Door open. I'm the fastest pooper ever, so you won't ever know.
Somebody said, pro tip, go to a festival, bring a lock and key, your own personal toilet. Boom, next level.
Wow.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How is this even possible? It's the weekday, and I know I came home last night with two shoes. It'd be different if it was the weekend and I was out drinking or something, but I have no idea where my other shoe went. I don't have a dog. I don't have a cleaning lady. Where the hell did my other shoe go? I have to wear my workout shoes right now.
Message deleted.
You just lost a shoe somewhere?
Under a bed?
Under a bed is usually the culprit.
Under a bed, yeah.
Or in the deep...
Do you have a pet? Your dog ran off with your shoe, man?
He said it didn't, right?
He said no dogs.
No dogs?
Shoe goblins.
Or in the corners of your closet. Like if you've got like low clothes to the closet, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like where you can't see like the floor underneath. Yeah.
Or it depends on like maybe you kick it off into the closet and it gets stuck on some like low hanging jackets. No.
You like violently walk over to your closet
when and I was a teenager. Yeah. Kick off my my airwalks.
You could get some air doing that. I remember kicking off my shoes, man, doing some damage.
Oh yeah. I used to they were weapons, man. They 100% you get it on the toe and then all of a sudden,
shoot off like a oh my god.
He just did it.
You weren't even ready for that.
No, I wasn't ready for that. I didn't know you're fully loaded like that times.
That's a Converse coming to the Chrome Dome.
That is dangerous, man. Can you fire the other one with the left leg?
No, that's the right.
No, because I'm in the crossfire, and he's going to smack my head. Oh, my God.
Oh, he can. It went off.
That was not as good.
It wasn't as good.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not nearly as good with my left foot.
I had no idea you were so dangerous.
Tell me that one wrecked somebody.
I was not prepared for that.
I mean, like that thing was fully loaded and ready to go. He cocked that thing back instantly.
He was slowly taking off his shoe with his toe while he was like really prepping out that whole entire.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Why wear laceless chucks?
That's why you've been wearing that same pair of crappy chucks for 7 years now?
Seven plus years, yeah.
Seven plus years, yeah.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
A 15-year-old boy stole his parents' car and then promptly crashed it into a house after sneaking out and taking it without permission, according to cops. Police say the teenager snuck out of the house, took off in their parents' vehicle, was pursued by police before the car crashed into a Houston house. Police said the incident started about 1:30 a.m. Tuesday during a traffic stop. The young driver refused to stop, and the police chased. While being pursued, the driver apparently did not realize that he was turning onto a dead end, wound up plowing into a house. Three people were home, including a female resident who suffered a broken foot. How cool is that? You're at home, and somebody drives into your house and breaks your foot.
A 15-year-old who's running from the cops.
Super. Also, dummy, you're 15. You should know what a cul-de-sac is.
Yeah. Did he have his lights off? Like, how did you not see the house?
No, because he's an idiot, and he's obviously this person. If you're getting into this kind of mischief already, where you're running into people's houses and injuring people, my guess is you're probably not going to be a very productive member of society moving forward.
Not a great start to life.
Yeah.
Karina Salgado, 30 years old, has been with the Chicago Police Force since 2017, was photographed in her booking photo wearing a red and white clown makeup inspired by Pennywise from It. Unfortunately, at about 1 a.m. last Friday, a doorman at the Western-themed bar, it's called Charlie's in Chicago, informed Salgado that she was not welcome at the Boys Town drinking establishment. The off-duty officer described in the police report as being intoxicated, left after making a successful second attempt to enter the bar, which was hosting a drag show that night, so she wanted to go check out the drag show. She was still in the area when police officers responded to the scene, confronted their off-duty colleague, and she told them she was prohibited from entering the nightclub. The 30-year-old allegedly defied the order and made a third attempt to enter the bar when an officer blocked her way. That's when she hit him in the face. She was arrested on misdemeanor count of resisting police, battery, and criminal trespassing. So,
good. I hope she gets her badge taken.
What were they calling her, and what was her nickname?
Boozo the Clown.
Boozo the Clown, because she was dressed up as Pennywise. Yeah.
That's somebody who I really don't honestly trust to secure my safety. Somebody who is that combative, even with just peers.
Yeah, I mean, because all of us like to drink from time to time.
Yeah.
When's the last time that any of you punched anyone in the face for any reason?
Never.
Right? Like, when do you, like, haul back and just cold cock somebody in the face?
Just to go into a party. Like, it just...
To go into a bar. All right.
Yeah, I can't remember. Like, it's been... You know, decades.
A 46-year-old Florida woman has been arrested after being accused of trying to murder a man with a large kitchen knife before demanding he delete the video of her trying to murder him with a large kitchen knife. Melissa Ann Henson was detained by deputies at the Pasco Sheriff's Office and charged with attempted felony murder / homicide and tampering with a witness. Police say the incident happened at about 12:30 a.m. The woman went to the victim's house following an argument, and there were some nasty text messages sent back and forth. Between
like
her
nasty
and her sister.
Yeah. Or like nasty?
No, like they were fighting with each other. Ooh. The man who was targeted in the attack has not been named by the cops. But yeah, she drove to the house, tried to kill him with a big old knife. Somebody filmed it. He filmed it. And then she demanded that he delete the video because she didn't want that getting out there. Turns out he did not comply. She goes to jail.
Do you yell world star on your own murder video?
Mm-hmm. You do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a must.
Yep.
Yeah.
So a missed opportunity if you don't.
Cops in Florida are investigating an explosion that occurred at an Oldsmar Bank on Monday evening. Deputies say they responded to the BB&T Bank for an alarm call at about 3:27 a.m. After arriving, they discovered there had been an explosion to the drive-through ATM located on the south side of the building. Somebody tried to blow up an ATM in order to get the money.
You know what happens when you blow up an ATM? You also blow up the money.
Dang, didn't think of that.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So I'm going to blow up all this concrete and steel, but the paper inside is going to be fine.
It's going to magically be all right.
Just going to be just fine.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with David Mahoney.
Dogs love me.
Mm-hmm.
I bring
what?
Oh, no.
To strangers' homes? Does that go over well?
Yeah, pocket.
So,
it's true.
What does Mahoney bring to strangers' houses in order to make people like him better?
They're dogs.
702-791-1075 is the phone number. First person with the correct answer gets tickets to go see Modest Mouse coming to Brooklyn Bowl on Wednesday, December the 11th. Oh, they're for the dogs.
Yeah, don't just like walk into people's houses and hand those things out to just random strangers.
Ah, yes.
I give them to the good boys and good girls, the good puppers.
Mm-hmm. The old pupper magoos. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. I'm trying to figure out a way to work this back into the show, and we have done it. If this were true, I would actually think this is delightful of you, but I know that this takes too much effort to actually for you to do this.
You have to go to the grocery store in order to do this.
Yeah. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle, what does he keep in his pocket?
He keeps a big old sausage.
That's right.
Kyle, hell yeah, bro.
It's actually it's more like small pocket sausages.
Yeah. Vienna sausages? Little Vienna sausages?
No, it's one of those Costco sausages. Nice summer sausage you get for $8.
$8 holler. All right.
That's right.
I do feel like the summer sausage is a lost art. My parents always used to, every holiday season, would get a gift basket, I think from one specific uncle, if I remember correctly.
Pepperidge Farms or something?
That had like the summer sausage and the cheese assortment.
The best.
It was great.
My parents would always let me eat it.
And you would enjoy that for months on end.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a nice charcuterie board.
Yeah, there was crackers in there.
Yeah, when you think about
it. Maybe a jelly?
All the preservatives that must go into a large basket would stay good on your open countertop for 7 months. But whatever, it's fine.
It's fine. Science, man.
Yeah,
it's science.
We're living
sure in the future.
Congratulations to you, Kyle. Modest Mouse over at Brooklyn Bowl on Wednesday, December the 11th.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.